French voters have handed control of parliament to the Conservative Party of President Jacques Chirac. The results of yesterday's second-round parliamentary elections bring to an end a power-sharing arrangement between the Conservative president and the Socialists. Chirac's party won nearly 400 seats, leaving less than 200 seats to all other parties. The extreme-right anti-immigration party of Jean-Marie Le Pen failed to win any seats. Reporter Jim Bitterman is in Paris. Jim, was the outcome a surprise?
Somewhat, I think, although the last polls right before the election seemed to indicate that something like this was about to happen. A landslide is what some of the papers were calling it this morning. A hurricane was what one of the socialists said just before the elections. So there was a little bit of an indication just before the election itself. But, of course, no one ever thought the socialists would get trounced quite this badly. The parties of Jacques Chirac and his allies now control about 70% of the seats in the parliament.
But there was complacency, a record low turnout.
Exactly. And that's one of the warning signs, I think, for this new government that's going to come into office probably later today. The fact is that when you have almost 40% of the French electorate not voting, that says that there's a fair amount of dissatisfaction out there with the political class in general. And I think that sign is being taken at the highest levels here. I think they understand that they've got to deliver now on some of the things that they have been talking about delivering to the French people.
Just 2 months ago, Le Pen stunned France by qualifying for the second round of the presidential election, and now his party's not even represented in parliament.
Well, this is something he complains about certainly a lot. He says, look, we get 10-12% of the vote. In fact, 2 months ago, he got nearly 18% of the vote, and here we don't have any representation in the parliament. There's an explanation that's fairly simple for that, and that is that the French parliamentary system was changed some years ago under François Mitterrand to make it a majority system. So in other words, the extreme right has to have a majority in any given district in order to win a seat. And it, so far, at least in this election, it hasn't been able to muster that. So they are out. It was kind of a shock for Jean-Marie Le Pen, but there were a number of other shocks in here, too. The socialists lost a number of their big guns, including Martine Aubry, the mayor of Lille, but also the parliamentarian from Lille. She was minister of labor and author of the 35-hour work week. She's one of the people to go down to defeat yesterday.
And a relative unknown remains as prime minister.
Yes, Jean-Pierre Raffarin, 53 years old, virtually unknown before these elections. In fact, Chirac turned to him as the interim prime minister in the, between the presidential and legislative rounds for precisely the reason that he is unknown. He didn't have any particular reputation as far as the French voters were concerned. And Chirac, I think, sensed that that's what the French people were really looking for. How he'll lead the country after this is anybody's guess. He doesn't have much of a track record, although he is known to be a friend of small business. And I think we can expect that he'll probably change some of the rules regarding the 35-hour work week here, which have been particularly hard on small businessmen.
So what programs will the new Chirac government advance?
Well, one thing they've already started on is what turned out to be the biggest concern of the French in both the presidential and the legislative elections, and that is crime. The crime rate here has been skyrocketing over the last 2 to 3 years, and it was the number one issue. We can expect a fairly conservative approach to the economy. I think that they are going to do things to ease the pain for small businessmen. They probably won't tamper with a 35-hour work week. That's something that once given away, it's very difficult to haul back. So they may change the rules to make it easier for business to deal with the 35-hour work week. On other programs, they've promised to maintain pensions and retirement ages, and they promised a 5% tax cut. That's something we should see right away. But how they're going to pay for all this remains a very open question, particularly given the fact that in Europe, since France is part of the European Monetary Union, there are certain economic criteria that have to be respected, and it's unclear that the government can respect the criteria and make ends meet as far as the budget's concerned.
Reporter Jim Bitterman in Paris.